Welcome to the Friday, May 5th episode of Briefings with Butch. It is May already, and this is our 32nd episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butch, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools and our community. First, we'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Mary Mason, who is a reading specialist at Chapwood Elementary School. Congratulations, Mary. We know that she's currently in Dallas with our state champion Vex Robotics team. But Mary, we hope you're listening. Congratulations. When you get back, you win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Well, it is a busy, busy month, not only for the Indianapolis area with the upcoming 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but also here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Last Saturday, we had two award winners at the Indiana Council for Exceptional Children Excellence in Education Awards Night. Congratulations to Ben Davis student Queen Dancy, who received the Yes, I Can Award, and to our physical therapist, Leanna Walsh, who received the Distinctive Service Award. Our own Todd Hawks, Assistant Director of Special Services, is the new president-elect for the Indiana CEC and continues to lead special education professionals across the state of Indiana. Ben Davis High School inducted 13 new members into the Alumni Wall of Fame last weekend. We had several current staff members honored, including Stan Benj, Kevin Britt, and Don Carlisle. So be sure to congratulate them and check out their new plaques on the Wall of Fame just outside the library at Ben Davis High School. Congratulations to all of the deserving honorees. The Giants were also well represented in this year's National Football League draft. Our own Ben Davis Athletic Director Heather McGowan did an amazing job announcing the Colts' seventh round draft pick on national TV. Also last weekend, we brought home two more state championship trophies. Congratulations to the Ben Davis University Esports Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Team, who won the Division A state title, and the Lyndhurst Legion, who won the Rocket League Rumble State Championship. On Monday, May the 1st, our Westlake Elementary flag crew raised a checkered flag and bottles of milk with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in a video to celebrate the greatest month in racing. And on Tuesday, several of our schools opened their doors to voters for the primary elections. Thank you to Ben Davis High School, Bridgeport, Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center, McClelland, North Wayne, and Wayne Preparatory Academy for welcoming voters into our schools to help them to vote in this year's primary elections. On Wednesday, the Chapelwood champs loved watching and cheering on their robotics team, who traveled to Dallas this week to compete in the Vex Robotics World Championship. We are so proud of Jacob and Miguel, former featured guests here on the Briefings with Butts, and their coaches, Mary Mason and Carrie Duff. And we appreciate the community support that made this incredible learning experience possible. And this week, we've expressed our deep appreciation for our teachers, our instructional coaches, behavior consultants, media specialists, guidance counselors, adult ed coordinator and supervisors, adult education instructors, therapists, school psychologists, speech pathologist, college admissions coordinator, permanent subs, child nutrition, and nurses. Whew. And that's just a few of our staff. It's been wonderful to see all of the celebrations, the food, the gifts, the decorations, the notes of appreciation happening in our buildings across the MSD of Wayne Township. We do appreciate all of you, and thank you for what you do each and every day with our students and our community. Well, I'm excited to welcome our guest today, an individual who has accomplished what could be considered to be the pinnacle of a teaching career, but not the first time that this individual has received recognition for being awesome and doing amazing things. I am here today with the Wayne Township Secondary Teacher of the Year, Terry Howell. Terry's a special education teacher at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. She's known for her optimism and her willingness to help. Terry, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So I want to pull a phrase. I was thinking about this as I was preparing today. I want to pull a phrase from our past. Many of our students, if they're listening, will not understand this phrase, but inquiring minds want to know, what does it take to be Teacher of the Year?
Oh, that's a good question. So I don't know if I have the perfect answer for that. I think it takes a willingness to be open to whatever opportunities are presented to you, a willingness to fill in gaps where you're needed. It may not be in your classroom directly. For me, the most important part is reaching the kids. So any opportunity I have, passing periods, lunchtime, restroom breaks, in the classroom, I use every minute I can. I had a coworker once tell me, Mrs. Howe, you just find every moment you can to make it a learning moment.
So for our listeners who are not able to see you, the humility on your face, I think, speaks volumes and certainly is a factor in this selection of you being the Wayne Township Secondary Teacher of the Year. It's something that I know that you did not apply for. It's something that you did not necessarily reach out for, but it was something that your colleagues, both here at Chapel Hill and in the MSD of Wayne Township, recognized and selected you to be to represent 2,300 teachers here in the MSD of Wayne Township and to move on to the state level. And what's even more, I think, interesting for me is you are a special ed teacher. It's sometimes an area that is kind of pushed aside, an area that sometimes is not recognized, but it is a critically important area for addressing the needs of our children. So what inspired you to teach special education?
So in elementary school, when I was in elementary school, I believe it was somewhere between fourth to sixth grade, we were given the opportunity as a class to be peer buddies for what I believe at that time would have been considered a life skills class or the Thrive class. And it was very important to me that as my peers, they knew that they were valued and that they were accepted for who they were. And so I jumped at the opportunity to go down, and it was really, at that time, it was just an opportunity to sit with them and do something they wanted to do. And so for the young lady that I worked with, she loved to read and draw pictures of what she was reading. And so we would sit and read books together, and then she would draw pictures of what she read. And it just, that grabbed my heart, and I knew from that moment on, that's what I was supposed to do.
I love how you reflect back on things that we used to refer to in special education many, many years ago. And I've shared this story with others. I have a brother-in-law, my wife's twin brother, who would have been considered life skills back when he was in school, long, long time ago. And services looked very different then. What have you seen change in how we service our students with special needs over your career?
So definitely more opportunity to be included with their general education peers. The opportunity for them to see themselves being successful, not feeling like they're just contained to a single room or a single desk or a single opportunity. I feel like over the course of time, even through my student teaching back in the 90s, we've come a long way with allowing the kids to have as many opportunities as we can afford to give them and that they can feel that they can handle.
I totally agree. One of the things that I really appreciate here in the MSD of Wayne Township, not only do we do a great job servicing our students K through 12, but we also have the Transition Center. Happened to be there last week, bought some earrings from Destiny, who was making earrings. Two pair, actually, for two special ladies in my life here in the MSD of Wayne Township. And certainly a great opportunity for those students as they transition out of what we would consider traditional schooling and help them to prepare for life as they're truly what it's called transitioning from school to their whatever post-secondary lies in front of them. Have you had a chance to visit over there?
I have not had a chance to get over there. I stay so busy over here helping our kids at Chapel Hill and trying to get to some events when I can that I have not made it over there. I would love the opportunity to go visit, though. I was really excited when it came into place.
And then we see the students out in the workforce here in the MSD of Wayne Township and in our surrounding communities because we're also trying to get them on the job experiences as we're preparing them. Have you always been at Chapel Hill?
So, yes, I started at Ben Davis Junior High before it became Ben Davis University.
Right, yep.
and then made the transition from there to Chapel Hill after Fulton was renovated and we got the new name.
So you're an OG.
I am.
So wanted to talk a little bit about being a middle school teacher. I spent 10 years as a middle school principal, and I've told the story. I thought I was going to go back to the high school because that's where I started. I started teaching at high school and became administrator at the middle level and thought I'd go back. And I got to the middle level and found how much I truly loved this age group. So why middle school for you?
So if you had asked me years ago, I would have told you I don't know. But I've been reflecting on that a lot in the last couple of years. Sometimes as a joke to myself, why am I doing middle school? But ultimately, I think what I've realized is that this age group is the opportunity where you get the chance to really help them flourish. You get to give them the opportunity to try to start to understand who they are and who they want to become, and then encourage that to keep growing in them, helping them understand that it's not going to all happen right now. Mm-hmm. And that when they get to high school and they become more mature and they realize their goals even more, mm-hmm. that what they got in middle school, they will then begin to appreciate and understand what we were trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. This is such a transitional time, moving from being a child in elementary to becoming a young adult in high school. And the adolescent shift and the hormonal shift and the emotional shift and all of the things that happen in a very short period of time here in the middle school. Just a pretty fun and amazing time.
It is. They can test you sometimes, but I love them all. I tell them that all the time that I love them. And they look at me kind of funny and I'm like, it's not the love your family has for you, but I love you because while you're here, you're mine, yep. and I'm going to treat you like you're my own. And so I want you to be successful, and I want you to strive for the best, and I don't ever want you to give up on yourselves.
That's amazing. I love that. As evidenced by our intro, busy, busy month. We are just about 3.5 weeks from the end of school. As you reflect, as you've mentioned, you've been reflecting, what does your best day look like as a teacher?
Like in general?
Just in general. If you were to think about your best day, what does that look like for you?
So I would have to say my best day looks like kind of what I've already described, being able to come to work and know that I work with a group of my peers who all have the same goal and purpose in mind, which is to help the kids be the best they can be. In my opinion, we're all a huge support system for each other. We fill in for each other where we can. We back each other up where we can. I always like to try to get around to as many people as I can to ask how their day's going or check in on them in the morning. But then when it comes to the rest of the day, it's full on kids.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing the kids come in with smiles on their faces, even the ones who may not come in with smiles on their faces, walking up to them and checking on them and asking how they're doing. For me, it's all about connection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the connection, then really the part of the day with the curriculum and the content and the standards and the academic work, you can't get to that if you can't make that connection.
Yeah.
And so for me, having that checkpoint in the morning with my homeroom, mm-hmm. especially, is my opportunity to help them get started on the right foot. And then seeing them throughout the day to continue what we started in the morning
yeah.
throughout the rest of their day.
You will forever be now introduced as Teacher of the Year for Wayne Township, Secondary Teacher of the Year. When we get new teachers in the fall and we're coming into opening day, and you have somebody who, a new teacher comes up to you and says, what is the secret? What do I need to know to be a great teacher? What's that advice that you give to somebody who wants to know what makes a great teacher, how to be the best teacher?
So I'm going to read my notes
okay.
because I want to make sure that I say what I wanted to say. So the first thing I would want them to know is that teaching is a calling. I know it's considered a profession or a job, but it really is a calling. And when people say to me, oh, you know, thank you, being a teacher, that, you know, that takes a lot. I used to not really kind of sloughed that off. But as I've gotten older, I really appreciate that people acknowledge that it is a mission. So that would be the first thing, that nothing worth doing is ever easy. Teaching is hard.
Yes,
it is. It has its good days and it has its hard days. Mm-hmm. But overall, at the end of the day, if we've reached one kid, if we've helped one child, if we've gotten one scholar to acknowledge their plan and their purpose, to know where they want to go, then that hard day was worth it. Model what you want your students to be.
Mm.
I think that's really important for them to see you portray what you're asking them to try to become, whether it's how you respect someone, how you speak to someone, mm-hmm. How to go through conflict.
Because they're watching us, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're always watching us, mm-hmm. much more so than what they're listening to us.
Yeah.
And on a hard day, analyze what could have gone better, celebrate what went well, then get a good night's sleep and come back in with more determination than the day before. And most importantly, cut yourself some slack.
Mm.
No one is perfect, but if you show your students and their families respect and have high expectations, nobody can say we didn't do our job.
Wow. And nobody's harder on us than ourselves. Mm-hmm. You mentioned making a difference, and I've shared, and I think you alluded to this. One of the great things about being in Wayne is every day you can identify a situation, an individual, an instance in which you made a difference, a positive difference in somebody's life. And to your point, it's what keeps us coming back each and every day.
Yes, sir.
When you're not teaching, because you mentioned teaching's hard, we've got to readjust, we have to have some balance, and every now and then we have to step away and do other things. What do you like to do when you're not teaching?
So spending time at my church, helping volunteer or work with activities that we're doing at the church. Definitely my family, spending time with them. My girls are both older now, so I have one that's married and getting ready to have our first grandchild. So that will be some fun time coming up. And then our youngest is at Butler University, so getting to spend time with her when she has the time. And then I love to read, swim, and take my dog for a walk.
Mm. Will you be grandma, nana?
So that's been a huge conversation. right now, it sounds like I'm going to be Gigi.
Okay.
Not sure how I feel about that yet, but we're working on it.
So Gigi it is. That is, I'm sure as soon as you hear it the first time, it will sound just perfect. It'll be music to your ears.
I'm sure it will.
What is one thing, Terry, that you wish people knew about you that they probably don't?
I don't know if I could pinpoint something right now. I feel like I'm a pretty open book. Obviously, you know, the people who know me, my coworkers, I think, have a pretty good idea of who I am. I try to present myself in all areas of my life as the person that I am. I don't try to kind of what you see is what you get. I guess if there was one thing maybe for people who don't know me, it would be that I'm always striving to meet my students where they're at.
Mm.
No matter their language, their ethnicity, what their family background is, you know, what kind of struggle they've come from. I'm always trying to meet them where they're at, trying to get them to open up so that if I can get to those things that may be holding them back, we can try to get over them, at least at school. I know I can't solve all their problems for them, but if I can help them feel safe and comfortable at school, mm-hmm. and we can try to just come together on that end of things, mm-hmm. then maybe that will help them to take that with them wherever they go.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was asked the other day during a conversation, what keeps me up at night? And it's the trauma that our mm-hmm. students experience at home. Mm-hmm. It's trying to figure out how can we eliminate that from our children's lives, or how can we counteract that from our children's lives so that when they come to this safe place called school, that we can truly help them to learn and to maybe forget a little bit about what's happening outside of the walls of Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Last question we like to ask all of our guests. What is your favorite place on earth?
So my favorite place on earth is wherever my husband is.
Oh.
It really is. We could be on the golf course or at the grocery store. It really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm with him.
So you'll be Gigi. What's he going to be?
He's going to be Papa D.
Papa D. Well, hopefully Papa D is listening to Briefings with Butts. Our guest today, Wayne Township Secondary Teacher of the Year, Terry Howell, special education teacher at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. Congratulations, Terry. Thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you so much for this chance. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, hey, Arts Alive is tomorrow, Saturday, May the 6th from 10 to 4, our first time back in person. Make sure you stop out to Ben Davis High School to see all of our students' art displayed throughout the halls of Ben Davis High School tomorrow, Saturday, May the 6th from 10 to 4. The radio program at Area 31 is hosting the WBDG Marathon this weekend, May 5th and 6th. The marathon will feature music from the 60s through today. There will also be interviews with alumni and current student activity groups and community leaders. If you tune in, you'll have a chance to win prizes and participate in all of the fun. You can call in a request at 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-9234. Make sure to follow WBDG at WBDG Indy on social media to find out the latest details, or tune in to 90.9 until midnight on Saturday evening. Next Monday, May the 8th, we do have a school board meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Wayne Township Education Center. And on Tuesday, we'll be hosting our last community leaders meeting of the 2022-2023 school year in Harvest Restaurant at Area 31. And then on Wednesday at 6 p.m., the University High School Scholar Awards will be held at Ben Davis University. And one of my favorite events of the year, this upcoming Friday, a week from today, Wayne Walks, where our class of 2023 will be traveling back to their elementary schools and their middle schools, walking the hallways to be celebrated by all of our students who are in those schools, and they'll be wearing their robes. So our students will get to see our graduates walking through the hallways and one day dream of being a graduate of Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School, or Achieve Virtual Academy. The Wayne Township Education Major Saver Cards went on sale this week. Make sure to get discounts at local eateries, events, and services to support the Wayne Township Education Foundation. At the same time, we've included a link for more information in today's Briefing with Butts Parent Square message. And a reminder, nominations for the 25th Annual MG Raby Awards are due next Wednesday, May the 10th. We've included a link as well in today's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message. Well, it is busy, but that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week to hear the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.